Hello.
Wait, I started it too late.
Hello. How are you? The family of Josh LeBaron. This is Utter Knuth.
And what do you have to say?
Your son's a stud.
You're so stupid.
Well, hello everybody. Good morning. I'm coming at you live from Ceballos, Florencio Varela, Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Buenos Aires.
It's super nice day outside. It's raining. Literally, our entire area is flooded. It's like every street has become a river.
Every house.
We're pretty much in. Okay, our street's closing us out. And yeah, so that's really fun. So yeah, it's been rainy this week. It's getting kind of rainy, but it's been good. Yeah, Ethan. I have a question for you guys that I've never asked, but in Walmart, do they have these Don Satur cookies? I don't know, you gotta look for them, because if they do, you gotta try them. Like, they're not really the best cookies ever. They're actually really not that good, but they're, like, really good here.
They're Shafa.
And they Safa. You guys gotta try them. Like, get, like, a hot chocolate and eat them with them. I don't know, would it be good with hot chocolate? You'd probably have to drink it with mate, huh? Eat it with mate. Well, whatever. Or just water. Hot water and sugar. There we go. No, but they're just like in like a red packet. It's got like red, it's white letters with like a red strip on the top. And it says Don, it's like D-O-N-S-A-T-U-R. Don Satur. They're pretty good. Straight Argentine. You guys could try those this week, maybe. So, yeah. Well, this week was pretty good. We've had a lot of stuff to do. Quite a bit of stuff to do. But let's go look through the agenda and see what happened. Do you remember what happened on Monday, Eric News? Oh, we went with Sergio, and we visited Adriana, Lautaro, Magali, and Micaela.
Well, we didn't visit Magali.
Yeah, you're right. Because we pulled up and they like got freaked out and everybody started coming out of their house. Hey, what do you want? Well, whatever. So yeah, Monday was cool. Then we had Tuesday. We went and we did service for Enrique and Eileen again. Which was cool. We just dug out dirt in their property that they had. Or in their house. Because like here, they build their house. Oh, wait, I already explained this last week, I think. But either way, how was it?
It was good, but they did it in a dumb way.
Yeah.
They built their house first, and then we had to take out the dirt of their house that they built through their doors. That's okay.
Yeah, they even put the window. If they would have left the window out, it would have been fine. Yeah. Because then they could have, like, grabbed it and, like, thrown
and
it out.
What is it called? They concreted the window, the glass, to the wall.
To the wall, so then they opened up the window and shattered. They're good guys. They really are good guys. But it's what they get. But, like, it's kind of like the guy that's building their house has no idea what the crap he's doing.
Yeah, they just trust him completely.
he's like a black belt in karate or something.
Which is good.
That's cool. But it was sweet. So, yeah, we were able to talk to them. They're still trying to stop smoking. But yeah, we're helping them out. We fasted with them. When did we fast with them? Friday, right?
Last Friday.
Oh, yeah, I haven't gotten there. Never mind. Then we went past a couple other families. Let's see, then Miracles, Wednesday. Wednesday we went past, let's see, who was it? People. His love. Wasn't it, didn't we pass by Familia Shala?
When?
On Wednesday?
Okay.
We had a bunch of citas, but I think they all fell. Because we had Vicente, Claudia, Sergio, Adriana y Lautaro, and Ashala. Oh, we taught both of them. Yeah. Hey, we only put one lesson with a member. Well, there was two. Oh. Right? Because we taught Adriana y Lautaro, and then after that we went to Ashala, right?
I think so.
Oh. Well, we should put another. Whoops. Whoops. But no, so that was cool. So Sergio, he's a member in the ward. He's getting ready to go on a mission. And he's been accompanying us. Accompanying us?
Going with
us to go do visits. And so that was pretty cool. He's a good guy. We went and we passed by Adriana y Lautaro. And they're super cool. Like, pretty cool. We found Jorge, which was like your older brother, one day. Because he was a reference in the Capilla Abierta. We went to his house. We found him. We taught him a lesson. And it was super cool. Then he's like, okay, come back the next day or whatever. Then we met Lautaro, his younger brother. That, like, reminds me of Ben. He super reminds me of you, Ben. But he's a stud. But, he's just, like, a little bit more, like, quiet, though. But, we go to his house. We find him. We talk with him for a second. But his brother wasn't there, so we couldn't go in and teach him. So then we came back, and then we taught him and his mom with an hermano. I think I talked about it last week. But it was super cool because their nephew is a member of the church, and he's like super excited that they're gonna go to church and stuff. So, but we passed by yesterday or 2 days ago, and they were like, cause we put a baptismal date and everything for them, cause they were like super cool. But then we came back and like I think they kind of are a little scared, and so we're gonna have to like rewind a little bit and help them understand like the importance of what we're teaching and stuff, and we'll see what if we can get them to chill out a little bit. But but it was good. Then after that on Thursday, we did our weekly planning because Friday we had interviews. But on Thursday, we went past Enrique and Eileen for lunch because we were gonna do a fast with them. We fasted with them for smoking and that they could find a new job. And so we went over on Thursday. We helped them get rid of a tree that had fallen down to their neighbor's house. So we helped them get the tree out, and then we ate lunch with them, which they made us like some super good pasta.
It had fallen down to their house about like 10 years ago.
What was that?
It had fallen onto the neighbor's house about like years ago.
10 years ago.
Yeah, but we got it out there on Thursday, so I like to think that we're just really, really helpful. But it was fun. So yeah, and we knocked down their whole wall. Okay, not their whole wall, but like half of it. On accident. It wasn't really my fault. If they would have used my idea, wall wouldn't have fallen down. Just saying. They just didn't want American ingenuity. So yeah. No, I'm just kidding. But it was fun. They're like the tree had fallen into their neighbor's property, and like it was super heavy, and we couldn't like lift it up, and we couldn't get into their house because there was a sketchy dog that was gonna kill us. So my idea was to put like a pole up on the wall and then like use it as like an anchor point, like kind of like a crane, and like lift the tree up and bring it back. But they didn't like the idea, so we just used the tree that it originally came from. So that was fun. But it did work. It did very much work.
The wall still would have fallen.
Yeah, I know. I know, I just like to think that my ideas are good ideas. You've been with me long enough to know that, right?
Yes.
I'm sorry, man. This week I need to not give my ideas. I need to just chill out or something. All right, so then let's see. Thursday, we also passed by the Familia Shala. We taught them and their whole family, which was super cool. Then we taught this Sebastian, right? Sebastian? Wasn't that who we found? Yeah, we did. Her. Santiago, that's what it is, Santiago. And he's a cool guy. Apparently he like had peritonitis and like was gonna die, but then like he got better, and so like he just had a lot of problems, but he really believes in God a lot, and he was super excited to like talk with us. So we gave him the Book of Mormon, and we passed by yesterday, and he said that he had been reading, and he said he was like excited, but his wife apparently doesn't like what we teach, so we're gonna have to go back there and talk with the wife and help her understand that we're just two little chicos that are nice. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Yes.
I did a contact with the wife and she wanted us to come back, so I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't really know. I'm sure she's nice. I think he just doesn't want her to listen.
Yeah.
It's his thing. He's the only one that can believe in God. But yeah, so that was that. Then let's see, Friday we had interviews, which was cool. We went and yeah, we just helped out with the interviews, and then after in the night we went. It was kind of awkward because like there's a girl that just got back from her mission in our ward, which is weird because she left at the same time I left, which was kind of weird, but whatever. But yeah, so she came home from her mission, and so we were, it's like the hermana invited us to her house to go and like, like to go and help her so that she doesn't feel like depressed after the mission, or I don't know, something like that. So we went to their house in the night, and it was like super awkward because it was just like we thought it was just going to be the family and then like the return missionary, and like we thought we were just going to do like a little quick visit, we were going to like share scripture and leave, maybe like eat dinner with them, I think. But then like we get there and it's just like a bunch of return missionaries from like the entire stake, and they're just like all there. And me and my comp are just like, this is so awkward. Because we were thinking, like, this would be like as if we were in our house, like, just got home from our missions. And then, like our, like, you guys invited the missionaries over to our house. Like, that would just be weird. Like, it'd be cool, I guess, but I don't know. It was just kind of an awkward situation. But we were able to chat with them and get to know them a little bit longer, and the hermana that just got home, she's super cool. We're excited to go out and do visits with her because she's like got a super strong testimony. But but yeah, then let's see what else happened. I think that was just about it for Friday. Then on Saturday we had like a million citas. We had like a ton of stuff that we needed to do, but we had to go over to El Dorado, and the hermanas, they just changed their pension, so we had to go over there and help them move to their new pension. And so we were there like from 10 in the morning until like what, like 5 at night? Yeah. five in the afternoon or something. Yeah. Literally took forever. And so we had to go pass by all of the citas that we had, and like nobody was there. It was super crappy, but whatever. I think we were able to set some more citas, so that was good. And we went to another activity, like a ward activity that they had. We were there for a little bit, and then we were able to pass by some investigators, invite them to church, and they ended up coming, so that was good. But then on Sunday, we had the church in the morning, which was good. It was raining. And, like, every time that it rains here on Sunday, it's, like, it shouldn't be, but it's, like, a lot harder for the investigators to get to church. Like, they all have to walk there, and there's a lot of mud, and it's just kind of like a pain. There's not really like buses that take people to the church. But so that kind of stunk, like, cause to, like on Sunday we had a bunch of investigators that were going to go, but then only like two ended up coming. So it was good that we were able to have the two there, obviously, but we need to get some more stuff going on around here. But it was a good day. Then afterwards we went and we passed by with a member. We went and we visited a couple investigators with the member's name is Franco. He's just a good, he's a good guy. He's 20, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's 20 and like he hasn't gone on a mission. Cause like he's kind of scared of like what would happen after the mission and stuff like that. So we're going to do like more visits with him to try to get him excited to go on a mission. But he's a super good guy. We went, we found this lady, her name is Vicenta, and she's super nice. Like, we taught lesson one, and it was, like, pretty powerful. Like, I really enjoyed the lesson, and we just told her about how, like, the church has been restored, and that the only way that she can know that is by reading the Book of Mormon, and she's like, all I want to know is the truth. She's like, I've been looking around for all these churches, and I still haven't found, like, the perfect church. I haven't found what I need. And we're like, Hermana, we promise you that if you read the Book of Mormon and you pray and ask God if it's true, he will show you that this is the perfect church. This is the church you're looking for. And it was just like a super cool thing. And then afterwards she's like, okay, I'm going to do it. And we're like, yes. And then we set a baptismal date too. So that was super cool. So pray that she gets her answer because she's super nice. But yeah. And then after that we visited a less active family that, it's kind of sad. Like they've just had like some problems in their, like, so what happened is they had some problems here in Zabasha's cause like they really live in here in Zabasha's. But then what happened was they got like sad or offended or something cause of like stuff that happened here and they went to a different ward. And then the stake president told them that like they have to go to where they are supposed to go, and so then they got like upset, and then they said that they're not gonna go to church anymore. But then we went over to their house, and like they just have like a really strong testimony, like they're really awesome people. And we told them, we're like, you guys know what you need to do. You know that you need to come back to church, even though it's gonna be hard. Like you got to do it. And it was just like a cool moment. We were able to like testify to them and help them feel the spirit and understand that like even though it's going to be hard, that's what they need to do. So it was really cool. Then we were also we also visited somebody else with Franco. Oh no, we visited Familia Padisha. So there's our investigator family. And one of the reasons they all didn't come to church today is because one of the daughters, she got sick with like this virus. It's kind of like chicken pox, but it's like worse. I don't know. Herpes. It's like measles or something. Or not measles. What's it called?
They said herpes.
Yeah, that's what she said. I don't know. I feel like herpes doesn't come out like on the skin though. Maybe it does. I have no idea. I don't honestly know. But she's apparently not good. And so we went over to her house because we were going to give her a blessing. And we went and we taught their family a lesson. And like it's just a good family. They have six kids, right?
Seven
kids? Yeah. Wait. Yeah, you're right. Seven kids. Yeah, so they have seven kids, and they're just, like, super cool. and so we shared a scripture with them, and it was cool. One of, like, the younger girl, and she just, like, says, like, super, like, deep comments, but, like, the family doesn't, like, I don't know if they, like, realize what she said. Like, because it was crazy. We were like, does anybody have any questions or anything that they want to say? And then she's like, yeah, I have something to say. We're like, okay, What do you have to say? And she's like, looks at her brothers and sisters, and she's like, if they don't have faith, they're not going to know that this is true, and they're not going to be able to do what God wants them to, or something like that. And it was like, we were like, nice, yeah, exactly. They need to have faith then. It was funny. But yeah, we're going to be working a lot with that family, because like, we're going to see if we can get them baptized within the next couple of weeks, but they're super cool. Then we gave the daughter a blessing, and it was a cool blessing. We're just praying that like she gets better, and yeah. If you guys want to pray for her, her name is Abril, no?
Yeah, Abril.
Or Brenda. Brenda or Abril. So, yeah. Pick a name and pray. But just pray that she can like get better so that she can go to church and be able to get baptized. But yeah. It was a really good week. Like, I didn't really go into much detail, but we had some cool stuff. Oh, we also had a super sketchy story. Fetch. So we were walking last night. We were walking in the dark, like back past, like after this family that I was just talking about. There's like this street, and it was like kind of dark because like here the streets usually aren't lit up because like the only lights are in their house, like their house lights. But we're walking down this street, and it's like muddy and rainy and stuff. And there's this crazy lady that lives on the street. Like the other day we were sitting out in front of our investigator's house, and she was like yelling at us. She's like, hello, hello. And she's like, and then she's like, Estados Unidos, Estados Unidos. Like, which means like United States. Like she was like saying United States just like over and over, and like a super high pitched, like weird voice that sounded kind of like a, like kind of like a parrot. Didn't she sound kind of like a parrot?
Yeah, a little bit.
Just like, Estados Unidos, Estados Unidos, Estados Unidos. And we're like, what the freak is wrong with this lady? And we go, and like last night we were walking, and we were walking on the street. We didn't even see her. And then all of a sudden she's just like, hay que trabajar, eh? And we're like, what? And like she's like saying like, you gotta work, huh? Or something like that. And we're like, what? And she's like, yeah, be careful of those four drunk guys on the corner. She's like, they're what'd she say? It was like, they're drinking over there on the corner. Do you not see them? And we're like, what? And we like look over on the corner, and there's nobody. We're like, oh yeah, okay, we'll be careful. She's like, no, like right there, be careful. And we're just like, what the freak is wrong with this lady? We keep walking up. There's literally not a person anywhere on the street. Not in that quadra. Like, in Ningun? How do you say that?
None.
In none streets?
None of the streets.
In none of the streets was there anybody. It was like the weirdest thing ever. We're just like, okay, this is weird. We're getting out of here. We just like walk over to their next cita. But it was like the weirdest thing. Like, she's just crazy. I kind of want to go talk to her. Like during the day, maybe. Mm. That'd be cool, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe she'll like give us some cool like fortune or something.
Maybe she'll curse us.
Or maybe she'll curse us. Yeah, I don't really want to get cursed, so we'll be careful. Yeah, maybe. We could cast the demons out of her. Oh, boy. But yeah. So, Mom, how was your birthday? Given, I guess, you're not going to be able to answer on this recording, but I'm sure it was awesome. I hope it was awesome. I hope you guys had some, I don't know, ice cream or donuts or something, because I miss all of the above things. But yeah. I'm just going to share a scripture with you guys that I read this morning that I really liked, because I'm reading in 1 Nephi, and I'm in chapter 14 when Nephi is receiving the vision about pretty much everything. But he says like something really cool in chapter 14, verses 1 and 2. I'll read it. It says, y sucederá que si los gentiles escucharen al Cordero de Dios el día en que él mismo se manifieste a ellos, tanto en palabra como también en poder real y verdaderamente, para quitar sus tropiezos y no endurecieron sus corazones contra el Cordero de Dios, serán contados entre la posteridad de tu padre. Sí, serán contados entre los de la casa de Israel, y serán para siempre un pueblo bendito sobre la tierra prometida, y no serán llevados más al cautiverio. La causa de Israel ya no será confundida. And I like that scripture just because he's talking about how the Gentiles, or say everybody that's not a Jew, if we listen to the words of of Jesus Christ, and we do our best to follow him, and we don't harden our hearts against him, we'll be able to receive the blessings that God has promised to the house of Israel, or like his, oh man, I don't know why this is hard to explain. Like, if we follow the gospel, we'll be able to receive all of the blessings that God has promised, all of the house of Israel, like the Jews, all of the blessings that God has promised unto everybody in the Bible, right? Like, if you read the Old Testament, there's a lot of really awesome blessings that God has in store for us. And really, I've seen that in the mission, because like I've seen that the people that maybe aren't living right, they're doing the things that they're not supposed to be doing, and they decide to make changes in their life, they decide to do what God wants them to do, they receive so many blessings, like not even just spiritually but temporally. Like, they'll get jobs that help them progress, they're able to build their house, they're able to help their family, they're able to get a better education, they're able to get better jobs. And like, it's super true. Like, it's as long as we're doing what the Lord wants us to do and we remain humble, we'll always have exactly what we need to be able to complete the assignment that the Lord has given us. But my invitation for you guys this week is just to be able to think of anything that you guys could do better. If maybe you're not reading the scriptures, then read the scriptures. If you're not praying, then pray. Maybe if you're not fasting every month, then fast. And see the blessings that come from it, because the blessings are super true. But I love you guys a ton. We're working hard down here. We're really working hard these last 2 weeks to try to get some baptisms right before the transfer ends. But just keep praying for us that we're able to have the time that we need to go and help these people progress. But I love you guys tons. I hope you have a great week, and I'll talk to you more next week. Love ya. Bye.